Hi, everybody, and a very warm welcome back to another little lunchtime bite-sized political podcast. Hope you're going to enjoy this one. We're going to talk about what would happen if the UK and Russia went to war. Who would win? As always, this podcast is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Link below. Do check it out. And I want to thank you, of course, for downloading this one and keeping the platform going. Without you, this would not exist. So thanks again. Okay, I want to play a clip by the Right Honourable Grant Shapps, because if ever you wanted to hear the kind of lunacy that prevails within government, this is the best example of what I can provide. Let's listen to Grant, and then I'm going to give you some real facts. Hang on.
I wanted to make one small point, only because with six former MOD ministers and lots of professional expertise here, this is taken as a given within this room. But for people watching and hearing that the UK isn't ready for war exclusively with Russia, it's important to understand that because we're in NATO and Article 5 exists, we'd never be in that situation. And in fact, if we were in a war against Russia, NATO has four times as many tanks, three times as many subs, four times as many helicopters, six times as many armored vehicles, four and a half times as many warships, eight times as many transport aircraft, four times as many Austrian fires, 16 times the aircraft carriers, and three times as many fighters. In other words, we would be in a very strong position.
Well, okay, Grant, hang on a second, Grant. There's something you missed out. Should I add it? Yes. How about I add the bit that you chose to miss out there? Russia has a nuclear warhead inventory of 5,977, the biggest in the world. The UK, we've got 225. Yeah, let that sink in. 5,977. Russia, UK, 225. So, you know, let's just be real here. First of all, why is he warmongering for war with Russia, a direct war with Russia? Because that's what he was talking about. I think this lunatic, and I think Ben Wallace before him, we have had a series of these individuals in charge of the military who seem to be full-on warmongers. And Shapps thinks, oh, but because we are in the NATO, we've got X, Y, Z. Listen, Grant Shapps, the UK could be wiped out within about 5 minutes by nuclear weapons fired from Russia at key targets across the UK. We would be gone. You wouldn't have to worry about your infantry, about your tanks, about your aircraft carriers. None of that matters in 2024. Absolute clown world from Grant Shapps. But he actually does, you know, push this as something that could happen. And again, every younger person listening to this should be worried about that because, you know, I would not put conscription past these people such as Shapps. I think they want, and we've heard Boris Johnson talk about, everyone should sign up. Everyone should sign up. Apart from me, of course, you won't sign up, Boris, will you? But you'll send our young people to, well, they'll not even go off and die because if nuclear weapons hit, we're not going anywhere. The end. And again, what Shapps is doing is he's disingenuously using the NATO umbrella to sort of say, well, because we're in NATO, we can match Russia all the way. I mean, that is so ludicrous. If it came to it, what do you think would happen if, for example, the UK arbitrarily chose to attack Russia and Russia responded with nukes? Do you think the US would then choose to wipe itself out to defend us? Do you really think that? I don't. I don't think that for one moment. I think, you know, in the world of real politics, it's obviously very complicated. And you could see this as just, you know, petulant grandstanding from Grant Shapps, which it is. But it's worse than that because it shows a complete lack of understanding, really, of modern warfare. It's the same, you know, when you look at what's happening in Ukraine. I mean, we've heard that, once the Ukrainians get the U.S. Abrams tanks, that's it, game over for Putin. Honestly, I see on a regular basis images of burnt out, destroyed Abrams tanks in Ukraine. They didn't work. Oh, don't worry. Once we get the F-16 jets, they're going to come in. Well, Putin made it really clear the other day, and again, our media stayed stum on this. They didn't want to talk about it. He made it clear that, you know, if there are any aerial attacks on any part of Russia, then Russia will respond in kind, and they will respond at the air base from which those aircraft flew. So that could be Poland, it could be Germany, it might even be the UK. So in other words, Russia is sort of saying, you know, you're not going to bully us. And honestly, you know, I don't blame Russia for defending itself against these NATO predators, because NATO has become a global predator. It's just the way things work. At one point, NATO seemed to have validity in the 1970s and 1980s. Cold War NATO had validity. The day the Berlin Wall came down, NATO should have folded up shop and went away. Instead, it didn't. In fact, at the moment, it's the main threat to global peace, and it's the main threat to a World War III. NATO, not Russia, not North Korea, not China, NATO. And I know that makes uncomfortable hearing. I get that. And by saying those things, I know I'd probably get even more throttling of all the stuff that I put out. But I'm right. I'm absolutely right. NATO is the global predator. Grant Shapps thinks the UK could win a war with Russia. He is absolutely wrong.